My Spirit Working in You. Words from Jesus.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. Although my work does require determination, umph, and forging ahead, it is my Spirit working in you that will make your work fruitful. I have created you and intended for you to be as a beautiful lamp filled with the oil of my Spirit. It is important that you tend well to your lamp and allow me to replenish the oil, so that your wick can burn brightly and smoke free. In rest and refilling, the oil will be replenished and will burn pure and unadulterated from the impurities of strain, worry, and heavy burdens. Come to me and rest in my word and in my presence and be refilled. You must have rest to do your best, so that my Spirit and power can move and work in you. Trust in me that as you stop and take this time with me, you will be strengthened and empowered to carry on. Let me replenish you. My precious one, I have fashioned your spirit and placed it within the casing of your frail human body. I have given you a caring heart that desires to pour out and give to others. Come to me that I may replenish your lamp and strengthen and encourage your heart. Let not your heart be troubled, only believe in me. In this time of rest, I will lift the heavy burdens, and I will ease your troubled heart in the stillness and quietness. This will give you the strength, the vision, and the inspiration you need to be the blessing to others that you so earnestly desire to be. For only in this resting and refilling will you have strength enough to share my love with others. Do not take these burdens upon your own shoulders, but cast them upon me. I allow you to be touched with the infirmities of others, that you may bring them to me in earnest prayer. Come to me and commit all that is on your heart to me. Tell me about everything that concerns you. When your heart is overwhelmed, take quiet time with me and tell me point by point all that is in your heart, all that is burdening you, all that you fear, and let me speak to your heart. Let me comfort you. Let me carry your burdens. Growing in patience. As you come to a curve in the road and you wonder what is beyond, you feel apprehensive, worried. What if this is not the right way to go? Dear one, I promise you that I will not take you anywhere, that I will not go with you. I want to comfort your heart that what is ahead is not bad, it is beautiful. You will not be sorrowful, but happy. You wonder, if this is so difficult now, what will it be like down the road? But if you come to me and commit your life, your future, your plans, your desires, and your goals to me, you can trust that I will work in your life in the ways which I know are best. I love you, and I have promised to fulfill my good purpose for your life. Do not be troubled by times of trial and tribulations, or at the rough spots and ragged trails. Remember that I have said that in their patience my beloved children would possess their souls. How would so great a treasure of patience come without burdens to bear, causing patience to grow and have her perfect work. I prepare my children and work in their lives in the form of valued experience. Do not fear the times where your faith is tested, for these are times of growth to make you stronger. With each test and trial, there is a victory as you place your trust in me. Every test, every trial, every hardship that comes your way is known by me. Every storm that arises on the horizon and beats upon you will eventually end. So keep your hand on the rudder and don't let go no matter what happens. Know that I will bring you through every storm you face in life. My blessings in every season of life. Every person has times when they are up and times when they are down. Each person experiences cycles in their lives, and there are times when they are at their peak, their best, and they travel in the swiftest part of the river. And there are times when they are low, and they are slowed down by the snares and the roots and the rocks on the side of the river. But I am patient, understanding and loving. Each one will grow and change and experience different cycles of life at different times and places. Never believe that you have been cast down or cast out, for my love for you is higher than the mountains and deeper than the seas. Do not look at times of testing as times when you are being beaten down or cast out, but use this time as an opportunity to draw closer to me and to dive deep into my word. Consider this time a blessing, and count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds. Don't let discouragement get in the way of seeing my blessings and my love for you, and being thankful in all things. Trust that there is a great light at the end of the tunnel. And one day, when you come to the end of life's road and you are ready to step into eternity, you will look back and say, I am thankful for the experiences that I had. Always with you. I cannot reveal all the future to you, for if you could see, if you could know the future, then you would not learn to trust. For this reason I cast a veil over the future, so that what turns your life will take, and how I will work in and through your life, will not be revealed. You long for answers, you long to know the solutions to many problems. I do not solve all your problems instantaneously, that would only serve to cripple your faith. You would miss the lesson, you would miss the learning experience. You would miss the trying moments that cause you to cling to me and that strengthen your faith. The road which I lead you down is the road of faith. But of this you can rest assured that you will always be in my hands, and I will carry you, and in your times of trouble, I will be with you and I will take care of you. So do not fear to lose sight of the shore of your well-charted territories. Place your hand in mine, and let the wind of my spirit blow into your sails and take you to new horizons of possibility. Take time. My dear one, I love you dearly. There's only one person just like you in the entire universe, and I love you. I know you long to be closer to me, and I know that you love me. In order to draw close to me, you need to pause and take time with me. Take the time to stop and praise and worship, and let your heart overflow with my joy. Take time to study and grow in my word, which will give you the strength to keep persevering and to keep your eyes on the things that truly matter. You're so precious to me. I love you, and I long to encourage and comfort you. And when you come home to me, you will know that it was worth fighting the good fight of faith.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.